Hi, this is Oliver Wang from Soul Sides and the new Heat Rocks podcast on Maximum Fun. You're listening to Single Servings, where I explore the stories behind specific singles I love. And on this episode, I dig into one of my all-time favorite summer songs. So maybe it's apropos that I'm doing this in late fall. And this is Amaury's One Thing, the Sick Remix. Technically, the remix is a mashup, taking the a cappella verses from Amaury's One Thing, which came out in 2005, and it's laid over the instrumental track by the late Japanese producer Nujabes, and the song, I believe, is called Aru Aryan Dance, and it comes off the Samurai Champloo soundtrack. Somehow, these two go together with a magical symmetry. The remix first emerged solely online in 2005, and it was then very much a product of an emergent digital music community where remixes and mashups were being shared on message boards and peer-to-peer sites and a young video platform called YouTube. This was, of course, years before SoundCloud. And for 10 years, that is where the remix lived, online only. But then in 2015, Sick finally decided to press up copies of it onto 7-inch, and it was around then that I decided to track him down to get the backstory, and it only took me about 2 years to finally get around to doing it, but we finally sat down in Los Angeles the other week, and here is the story.
Hi, my name is Sick. I made the Amaury remix in 2004. I am a graphic designer, and I'm also a DJ for a party in LA called 143.
Back then, Sick spent a lot of time online looking for examples of downloadable instrumentals and acapellas to different songs.
And I would try and put some of the acapellas over instrumentals just to see if the beat would match. And I was just laying them together in Cool Edit. I wasn't changing any pitch or speed or anything, and just trying like very brute force method to see which one worked or not. And I came up with a few and I thought they were pretty cool. I was listening to a lot of the Samurai Champloo soundtrack. I think everyone at the time was like, I didn't even know about the anime, but someone's like, oh, you got to listen to these soundtracks. They're really good by the Nujabes, this guy. I was like, cool, I'll listen to them. And I was like, these are produced really well and they sound really good. And I think I can probably put some acapellas over some of these beats because they're pretty much hip hop beats. Like they have the structure of like first verse, chorus, second verse, chorus. So it was a pretty easy fit.
Meanwhile, Amaury's second album, Touch, had come out, and One Thing was the lead single off of that album.
Amaury One Thing was one of those tracks that was like, nothing came out that was similar to that. Like, you know, the big DC Boomin production. And it was just very like a surprise that someone would come out like that. So when she came out, I started listening to some of the other stuff. She had some white label releases. And I could tell that she could sing really well and she had good like production sense, or at least knew the songs that she could choose that she would sound good on. And I think the most important part why One Thing became so popular was her a cappella for One Thing was like CD quality. Like it wasn't like a cheap rip or like a phase inversion that is a process when you take the instrumental and put it over the regular version to kind of isolate the vocals. Her vocal track was like pristine. So like all remixes would sound really good with it. So I was like, oh yeah, I feel like there were a few people that had already done some One Thing remixes. And I just wanted to try another one.
So Amaury brought the peanut butter, Nujabes had the jelly, and this is when Sick began to play around with the two.
I put them together and then I heard her do the na 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 over the guitar. And I was like, oh shit, this is probably it. This is the one.
With the remix done, Sick put it on a few places online, and the response was immediate.
I had posted it on the Holertronics forum. It was, oh gosh, I already forgot what it was called. It was like low-b.com/forums. It was basically the Holertron forum. And there were a lot of people that were, at the time, you know, just trying to figure it out too, very inspired by Holertronics. And there was like Catch Dubs was there. A-Track would post there too. A lot of people that are like big now got their start on those forums. And I would kind of lurk and sometimes post my remixes, and I put that one out there, and it was well received, and I think that's how most people found out about it.
Word around the remix spread quickly, but that popularity and momentum generated unexpected problems for Sick, because at the time, he was hosting the original file on his own website. And if you got to remember, this is 2005, web hosting was still a relatively new thing, and a lot of sites had hard caps set on how much bandwidth you could use for people to be able to download or traffic your site. And this is something Sick learned the hard way.
So back then, I was with blogs and stuff, I was very obsessive with my stats, checking where refers sites came from and who was linking my music. And I guess one day Pitchfork had posted about it, and I started seeing like a huge surge in references from Pitchfork, and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm getting pitchforked. And this was like back then when like I wasn't paying too much for my web service, and it was hitting my bandwidth cap like a lot. And I was like, okay, cool, I have to like Z-share this or put this somewhere else. So I had to put a preface on top of my website. It's like, welcome Pitchfork readers, blah blah blah, and then a direct link to like the Amory post, which then had mirrors on it so that people could download it otherwise.
As I mentioned earlier, for the next 10 years, the song lived online and online only. But in 2015, Sick decided, you know what? I'm going to press this up finally.
I wanted to press it because it was the most popular thing that I had done. And I think I was just looking for another avenue to have like physical media that I can make, because that's one of my like things that I really kind of harp on. Like a lot of stuff that people make online can't exist physically, or like people will tend to forget it if they don't have like a physical thing. So I was like, oh yeah, maybe I can just make this into a thing and give it out for free, and hopefully people will like it.
Given the popularity of the remix, I had to ask him, do you think Amory ever had a chance to hear it herself?
Someone had told me that she enjoyed it, or like that she had listened to it and enjoyed it, but I never like formally asked, never actually checked if she listened to it, never like bothered to tweet at her or anything.
In the 10 or, I guess, 12 years since Sick originally made the remix, the landscape online for sharing your music has obviously gotten much more sophisticated and expanded. You have your SoundCloud, your MixClouds, and many other platforms, but with that have come other kinds of complications, especially around the dreaded DRM, or digital rights management, issues, and this is another lesson that Sick had to encounter the hard way.
SoundCloud deleted my account 3 years ago, because of 3 strikes. I had uploaded like various amounts of mashups and remixes on my SoundCloud account, and they caught 3, and then after 3 they deleted me, and it really kind of defeated me. I didn't think that it would, but I realized that SoundCloud to me was a really important platform for me to use and like reach out to people. And once it was gone, I was like, I don't know how people are going to listen to my stuff anymore. But I do still make mixes, and I still enjoy mixing, and I'll put some up on my website sometimes. But yeah, other than that, I'm playing video games and running 143.
These days, besides his day job as a video game designer, Sick spends his time helping to develop and promote his 143 party night, which is dedicated to R&B. And I did have to ask him, what does 143 stand for?
143 means I love you in pager code, with I being one letter, love being 4 letters, you being 3 letters.
I had a pager back in the day, never learned this, whatever.
In the essence of love songs, we just play R&B, or at least R&B theme things. And we usually get like 1,000 people through the door, and then they all like want to hear R&B. We're definitely going to play some Pretty Ricky. We're definitely going to play some Usher, some Omarion, some Mario, some Brandy, some Aaliyah, some Ashanti. All sorts of good sing-along stuff. If you like to sing along, you'll enjoy it.
But does Sick play his own remix of the Amory song?
It's a deeper cut, I'll be honest. I've tried to play some Amory. I've actually played my own remix there sometimes, but for the most part, I think people are trying to turn up to music that they already know, which I can't fault them for it.
I'll say this much, though. I brought the 7-inch with me to play at a July 4th party on the rooftop of the Ace Hotel in downtown LA as part of the California Soul Party, and it was the only song I played that entire time where anybody came up to me to ask, what was that? So even if they didn't know it, they still wanted to know about it. My special thanks to Sick for his time explaining the history behind his remix. And one more time, this is the Amory One Thing Sick Remix. Single Servings is a production by me, Oliver Wang from Soul Sides. And once again, please, please, please check out the new Heat Rocks podcast that I produce alongside Morgan Rhodes and Maximum Fun. Every episode, we invite a special guest to join us to talk about one of their Heat Rocks, a fire arson album that they hold near and dear, and the conversations that we've been able to share. I think this is now week 7 that we've had episodes up and live every week, and it has been great. You got Fonte talking about Intro's album, New Jack Swing album from 1992, Intro. More recently, we had Ill Camille, LA rapper, talking about Commons Like Water for Chocolate. Anil Dash going deep, deep into Prince's 1999. We cover the whole range, and I think you all will enjoy it. That is Heat Rocks, and you can find us at heatrockspod.com. Also on Instagram and Twitter at the same handles, Heat Rocks Pod. And until next time, thank you for listening.